CliffCentral.com. Welcome back to the SME Masterclass. Our guest now is Arthur Anderson from company Africa's Got Game. Welcome. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. Now, you're in the process of launching Box Shop. Okay, it's going. I know we're at the launch on Friday afternoon. On the 8th of April.
That's right.
I'm glad you stayed away from the 1st of April and all the connotations associated with it. It seems this country still got a thing about the 1st of April, given that presidential
apology.
Apology. Yeah. We weren't going to what it was called or what it was. Okay, so. Arthur, tell us a little about what you're going to be doing. Africa's Got Games, got some great ideas, great concepts. Tell us a little about what Box Shop is and what we're doing.
All right, Box Shop is the awesome brainchild of a few companies that have come together to make this happen. There's quite a few technical partners involved, ranging from Citibank, Awesome, from TechnoServe, some really hype incubator programs that are coming through, as well as the young entrepreneurs from the community. And the idea behind Box Shop was to look at the certain areas within the township issues that we are trying to resolve, which was unemployment, township revitalization, and building strong SA brands. So we've come together and under the brand of Box Shop to start building infrastructure on the doorsteps of these townships and to provide enterprise development, SMME incubation within their reach, and start to look at how do we tie a commercial model to it's as affordable to young entrepreneurs, as well as to give them the necessary uptake into market. And the Box Shop would be the first of quite a few that will be coming out. So we're really excited.
Okay, so what is the Box Shop? I know it's a physical thing, so describe it to our listeners.
So from a physical perspective, the Box Shop is a containerized store. You'll start to see that it has about 8 units, which will employ about 13 entrepreneurs inside. Inside of the Box Shop, it's an enormous incubation program. The program is really the heart and soul of it. But the reason we chose the containerized infrastructure was the challenge that we are currently having inside of township economies is to get the necessary high-quality infrastructure in place within a very short amount of time. So we've looked at different types of building methods, and everything else would take an enormous amount of time to go through the planning process, to get it approved, and then to go live and actually launch this. Where a containerized Box Shop, it's something that is almost instant compared to other solutions. So inside of this Box Shop, like I mentioned to you, we're looking to provide really high quality, world-class infrastructure and facilities to young people to come and trade and do their business.
Okay, so let's link this with our earlier conversation about customer experience. So we're getting rid of the setting up on a table or a table with trestles on the side of the road wherever this young entrepreneur is. I happen to know, so the first Box Shop is going, the launch is happening, in fact, in Vilakazi Street, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Okay, so instead of setting up on the pavement in Vilakazi Street with one of your wares that you're going to be selling, you're now going to have one of these entrepreneurs, in terms of customer experience, have a box shop customer experience and solution with the infrastructure that goes with it. Lighting, a decent shop-fitted environment from what I see and understand. Yes. Actually, a point-of-sale terminal probably, if I'm not mistaken. Credit card facilities for all those not carrying cash around Vilakazi Street, as well as everything else that they would potentially need to have a successful store.
Yes.
The ability to do promotional items and put things up, which you're not going to get when you're putting an old door between two trestles on the corner of Vilakazi Street.
That's right.
So have I described this quite nicely?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
So I guess the question and linking to the customer experience scenario is, what are you hoping to, I mean, obviously you're giving the entrepreneurs out there the opportunity to change the way they're perceived as business people. Melanie, how important is that going to be for a startup entrepreneur, given what I've just described to you? I mean, you're
extremely
hearing this for the
important.
First time.
Extremely important. If you think about our earlier conversation to say people that dress differently in call centers act differently, people do also act according to the environments that they have in. And if we can give a dignified experience to an enthusiastic entrepreneur, then we do give that person us and the best chance possible to really make that. People do have to make it against all odds. Often when you look at the development of the country, people say, you know, it has to be small and medium business development. But yet when people, what people often forget is that poorer people live among poorer people, in which the combination of things is not pro small and medium business development. I love the idea, and I'd
Thank
so
you.
Love to see this.
So Arthur, send an invite for the launch on Friday.
Sending it right now.
Okay.
Richard, I just think Arthur needs to be commended here, because obviously infrastructure is quite key. I mean, we see it even with, you know, businesses that are highly developed, you got to think twice whether you're going to pay that rent or not. So in terms of the box shop, I'm a startup guy. Is there any rent that I'll be paying? What do I get supplied with?
All right. The rent model is something that is nominal, guys. And it's something that's beautifully worked out by TechnoServe to make sure that, like I said to you earlier, that barrier to entry is really lowered. So we want to make sure that the entrepreneur does pay something towards his rent, that there is some sort of payment made. I mean, that's the first measure. Yeah. But we cannot try to revitalize township economies by bringing in high-tech infrastructure and then asking them to pay the inner city price, asking them to pay the Sandton city price. It won't work. But if you provide them the very same type of, similar type of facility, and you give them not only the infrastructure, more importantly, the supportive program to help them drive this customer centricity approach, you're going to start seeing that the township experience becomes something that's way more improved. It's measurable, and you can improve. You know, you can impact way more people.
Okay, so I've got a new tagline for you. So instead of measuring customer experience, we're going to measure township experience, Milani.
lovely.
Right. We've got a question from the audience. Let's have it.
Does everyone around you seem to be mumbling? If you'd like to restore the precious gift of hearing so that you can again be switched on and connected into your friends and loved ones, I can work with you to create Love at First Sound. So when is the best time for a hearing test? The sooner the better. And who needs to have a hearing test? Babies, teens, adults and seniors. I'm Charlene Brett, audiologist in Glen Hazel, and you can contact me on www.heargear.co.za. I'm very interested in this box shop because everybody needs to be reached. I'd love to find out more if you would accommodate medical health services, that I could have a pop-up shop, see how many people could be reached, and spread the word so that everybody can hear.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
We'll see you there.
We'll see you in Vilakazi Street, Charlene. That was a brilliant pitch.
Absolutely. I loved it.
Charlene, there's most definitely a large market that needs to be addressed, and medical is one of them. And for us to bring these services closer to our township communities, again, infrastructure is that great enabler to make sure that it happens.
Okay. Great. We've got one more question from the audience. Let's go there.
Hi, I'm Les Conn of Artsource South Africa, a visual arts consultancy, and my passion is to increase the professionalism of the industry, and we do this in a manner of giving artists career coaching and seminar business training on the business side of the arts, which with our experience and our expertise and our standing in the industry, we're able to assist artists to develop and manage their careers. And I would also be very interested in the box shop concept, because I have given seminars in Soweto, in other townships, and I know the huge need of very, very talented artists who have the potential to grow but are lacking the information and the expertise to actually take their careers forward. So I'm Les Conn. I can be contacted on 082-395-7417 or Les Conn, one word, and that's C-O-H-N, at acenet.co.za. Love to hear more of your concept. Thank you.
Thanks, Les. Thank you.
Arthur, a question for you, just perhaps it ties in with what Les just saying. Is there a permanence to this box structure? Or is this, you know, something that ups and leaves depending on, you know, how the market flows?
No, there is a level of permanence to it, because the idea is really to have the structure there for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. It's regarded as a relocatable structure, so okay. It can be moved. Should it not work, uh-huh. It can move.
It can move.
The idea is that it's going to
Brilliant.
Work, right?
So okay, so it's movable in theory, but in practice, we want it to become a permanent establishment on Vilakazi Street. Is
we
my
sure
understanding.
Do.
And I think the important thing is that you can rotate the participants in the box shop as the need arises, etc. So the guys that are involved right up front may not be the people that are there for an indefinite period. It's really correct. An incubation type of capability, and then you want it to grow from there. Milani, you had a comment?
Yeah, just something to add on to this, where, you know, where a lot of people think that when we talk about development, we think that everybody is one of these days going to stay in townhouse estates and so long. But when you look at the projections of the world, given everything goes on the way we are doing things now, which we obviously hope we're going to change some of our behaviors, but if we don't, then between 2030 and 2050, it's estimated that one out of every three people in the world will stay in an informal settlement. And so therefore, when we look at things like the box shop, it's easy to see it as something that's impermanent, that is just kind of
temporary.
Yeah, a gap stop at this point in time. Where when we look at the quest of people starting to participate, when we look at the drives with urbanization and so, there will be more opportunities, and that business should actively look for these type of ventures to support, so that we can get more people with more opportunities in urban areas and give them the infrastructure that they can prosper, that they have a fair chance to start off. These are vibrant communities. Township economy is not poverty-stricken economies anymore.
Absolutely.
They are lovely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's go to our audience for another question.
Hi, I'm Lara from Monati Chocolate. We make luxury artisan organic raw chocolate. Monati's mission is to save the world with chocolate. We handcraft chocolate using organic and natural ingredients and the best ethically sourced cacao beans. Monati Chocolate is guilt-free, cunningly absent of sugar, dairy additives, and other ick. Monati is Banting paleo, vegan, and diabetic friendly, and it's also ultimate foodie sensation. Monati is a proudly South African company and literally means delicious in Sotho. We are online at monatichocolate.co.za. It's Monati with an E at the end. Very interested in your initiative. It seems there have been similar initiatives around the country, but they haven't touched on the townships, and it just sounds perfect. Hope Monati Chocolate can possibly come in and do a workshop with you guys too.
I definitely have to get some of that.
Give Monati fela.
So Laura, great pitch. Just one thing missing from the pitch, and that's samples in studio.
I gave them to you guys.
Yes.
Where are they?
Oh no. They're on the other side of the glass.
Location is everything.
Location is everything. Okay.
There goes the experience.
There we go. I must say, I do remember the important thing they say. Love makes the world go round, Laura. Chocolate makes the ride worthwhile.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
How old is Monati fella, though?
Monati Chocolate was launched in July, but my chocolate company is about 5 years old.
Okay, and where's your production? Is this
Johannesburg?
Okay,
great. We'll get your contact details. The Richard Angus, the chocolatier, will get your contact details afterwards.
Is your chocolate in any of the big shops yet?
Small stockers, mostly health shops, and a couple of online shops, and I have a web store.
So you're deliberately staying away from the big guys?
For the moment.
Okay, perfect. Mm.
So let me ask you a question, Laura. What is the customer experience you want customers to have from Monati Chocolate? What are you looking for? What is the experience that your customer is going to have?
You can stand if you like.
As a small company, obviously we try and offer our customers the ultimate experience. Done a lot of work in markets and food shows, so trying to give a direct experience to people. I like to think that the Oompa Loompas and chocolate fairies that work at Monati Chocolate are very happy with their jobs and understand the customer and what they're doing. I like what Melanie said about that. I didn't comment earlier. I think this subject is way undertouched in South Africa. We do not have customer service. So with a little company like Monati Chocolate, hopefully we can offer a slightly better service, but still maybe a little lacking.
All hail the chocolatier for multiple reasons. Thank you for that. Thank you, Laura. Yeah, I think, you know, that those comments are so, so true, you know, that we as South Africans are often very accepting of a poor level of customer service and customer engagement. I must say the one comment I didn't make earlier, but I'll make now, is I'm constantly amazed at how we often are expected, we call into an environment, a service center, etc. We identify ourselves, and then to your example that you stated earlier where they greeted you by name. I mean, reality, I've put in my ID number. Oh, the chocolate has just arrived in studio. Got to focus, people. The reality is that I put in my ID number when you ask me to, you know, key in my ID number or account number. I put it in. You now know who I am. Yet when your agent answers the phone, they go, "Hello, this is X," and you say, "Hi, I'd like to do this." And they go, "Oh, who are you?"
Yes.
Then why did you waste my time?
They were keeping you busy.
Yeah, they were keeping. Please note, everyone in studio, the chocolate has been placed next to me. you know, that for me is an ultimate like no in the customer experience space. When you exit the when you're exiting the environment and you say to me, "Could you rate the service?"
Yes.
The first thing I'm going to say is, "You don't know who I am."
But they all promise that. Think about most of the financial services. They tell you, "We know you. We have a relationship with you. You matter to us. Would you please complete these 20 forms?"
Yes.
Like, really? Well, the service providers in, try and add something simple to your contract. Oh, you have to go through the entire vetting process again.
Start from scratch.
Exactly. Then you say, "But you've got all of my information." No, we just want to make sure it didn't change.
And this is what also frustrates me. You know, you call into these places. Now you have this automated thing that says, "To be authenticated, enter your ID."
Yeah, but they don't use it anywhere.
And down the line, they're still asking you for your ID.
Yeah,
where do you live, and all this sort of other nonsense.
So yeah, I think there's some very important lessons there from a customer experience perspective that people need to be learning and thinking about, and particularly small business people out there, because I think we often think that the big boys have got it right. So do what they do. I mean, do you know how many times I got told that the reason we do this is because that is the industry benchmark?
Yes.
So my comment is, and I think Arthur, to your point in terms of, you know, don't allow a very novel and innovative concept like the box shop to be benchmarked against the conventional, which actually is, may I say, perhaps not right. Let's not say wrong, but let me say it's not optimal. It's not optimal. Let's go to our studio audience. We have another guest out there with a question.
My name is Darren. My company is called Brains at Work. I help companies build lasting relationships with old and existing clients, and I also engage with new ones. I do this with automated communication software and a strategy. I get a response rate of 1,200% above industry rates. You can find me on www.brainsatwork.net.co.za, or my contact details is 072-248-5892.
Great. Thank you, Darren.
Yes, sir.
Any comments, any thoughts?
Way of building relationships. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Sorry. Methodology that I use, I think, is very effective, is that we don't focus on sales data. We focus on giving the information that the customer needs. Like, for example, if you go to a doctor will say to you, "What's wrong with you?" and then prescribe the medicine. So that is our approach as well, is find out what the customer needs and then sell the product to them at the end of the day, as opposed to trying to just sell them the product the first time you meet them.
So you don't believe in Henry Ford's attitude of you can have any color you like as long as it's black.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, I think the world has moved away from the world of the entrepreneur, the business owner, etc., deciding what the customer wants and serving that up, and then you need to decide what you're going to do with what's served up.
Right. I mean, the product must contextually fit in. So it is so true. You can't give a person a CRM solution out of the box. It depends on what they're going to use it for, because a lot of these installations actually do not work out that well because they lack that last part of exactly what you're saying. We first have to hear what the person wants to get. Mm. And that links so beautifully to the box shop as well. In look at it contextually, what fits. It is not, Richard, exactly like you said, it's not this one against a formal shop. In that it's whether it makes sense in the context that it is going to be used. And to get back to the earlier Apple example, that's what Steve Jobs did get right. They did design a technology solution that fit the context of the life of their customer, and look at the brand that they created. So although they might not use direct customer feedback, they use contextual feedback of understanding the realities of their customer. And I think that is exactly the concept of good CRM as well as the box. Okay.
Absolutely. Using those data insights and actually putting a practical element in it so that you can actually use it to
benefit. Where there's no right answer.
Both sides. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Whatever fits.
So Arthur, you can think of yourself as the new Steve Jobs of town. Entrepreneur.
Wonderful.
Well, a question for Arthur. Arthur, can you tell us, so what sort of brands do you have that will be coming to the box shop come Friday?
So it will all be local brands.
Uh-huh.
So
clothing, food.
Clothing. So it's food, uh-huh, fashion, and furniture. That is our focus area.
Triple F.
Yeah. So from Umbakazi, you know, Vintage Cabin, all the way through to Mrs. O Foods, you guys got to try out her sauces. Uh-huh. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. To iNext Innovations, and then Green Buttons. You'll see Skinny Spoo Socks. You know, uh-huh, some of these guys have already received uptick into the bigger economy, yeah, and into the big stores. Mm. So a lot of what we're doing with these smaller ones, like Atto and so forth, we're taking them from the township and also creating a market for them, or creating a supply chain relationship for them into the bigger stores. Because that's what's, uh-huh, actually missing, yes, is between big commerce and township commerce is that transition. How do I get my product to look attractive, and how do I get my customer experience to be the spokesperson for what I do to the rest of my community as well as to the global market? So all these localized foods, JMK Foods, all these guys who are doing clothing from House of Hemp all the way through, each one of them have the potential to get into big commerce and to be taken up into big commerce, right? Mm-hmm. By selling their products in there as well. But what we are essentially looking for is just local business, because we're going to try and drive local SA brands first.
Okay. Mm. So if I've got a product, how do I get into the box shop?
So you'll have to go through an evaluation that gets done by Orsam, which is the incubation.
Okay. There comes the process again.
There comes the process.
You've got to have a process to in order to get better. You've got to have a benchmark. Uh-huh, it's as simple as that. So you need to see, do you match the benchmark? Because the benchmark is pretty high.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that there aren't township entrepreneurs who either have a very high standard today or don't have the potential to have a great standard of service today.
That's good.
Interesting.
Okay, let's go to our studio audience. Another question for us out there.
Yeah, hi, my name's Darren as well. I'm from Designer Shirt. We provide printwear solutions from customized shirts up to bulk. We do screen printing, embroidery, and thermal transfers as well. And we deal with a wide range of customers. One of the things that we look at is providing the smile effect, making sure the customer comes away, show them the T-shirt, and they get that smile on their face. Mm. One of the services that we offer, it's an on-site print setup, where we actually come to your event, set up there, and offer our service on-site. So I think there's a nice partnership there, too, with the box shop.
Okay, I see a lot of business cards are going to be changing hands after this session.
Just one thing on that. I mean, sorry. It is so good to have something as clear as that. Say the smile effect. That is a measurement. It's not about asking people 20 questions that they're rushing through, but saying, did that person smile at that point in time? And very, very nice.
Darren, how much is your T-shirt, your average T-shirt?
Average T-shirt, if you go into our website, printwear.co.za, you can design a shirt for 150 Rand. That's the T-shirt plus any printing. You can choose from artwork on our site or upload your own artwork. We print it, deliver it to you, or come through to our office and have a cup of coffee.
Okay, and your textile, where does it come from? Is it local? Is it
local? Yeah, okay. Local manufactured T-shirts.
Local manufactured, yes. Support local. Okay, local, great.
I just want to be sure.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you. Thanks very much. So yeah, I think, and it's interesting, just in closing, Milani, you made the comment, you know, the smile effect that Darren talks about. You know, I've often, and I've seen this, there's some organizations out there that have got this right, where they have one question, and it's such an important question for me. And I've used it personally, and I'm quite a fan with it. I've worked in organizations where this is a conversation piece. But it's the simple question of, would you recommend X to your friends and family? Yes or no?
It's the more important question than any of the customer satisfaction question. Is just that one. Would you recommend them, and are you willing to give me their details? And if the person is willing to answer that, in that, you have a satisfied customer.
Yeah. So
the question in return will be, what's in it for me?
Hopefully a good experience and a great product. But yeah, for me, the measure is fundamentally, were we good enough that you're prepared to put your brand next to mine? And if you're not, well, no, we have a problem.
Exactly.
Arthur Anderson, thank you for joining us. We're really looking forward to the startup of the Box Shop. We wish you guys all the very best on that.
Thank you very much.
I think it's a great concept. It's really going to take things to the next level. Thank you to our studio audience out there. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for engaging with us. Finally, thank you to Dr. Milani Princely. Thank you very much for spending time with us. We really do appreciate your insights and everything you've joined us. If you want to join our live studio, live SME audience, just drop Kevin an email, kevin@leadershipplatform.com, 2 P's in the middle. Next up, the Transformation Platform. We're going to be joined by Eric Aykroyd, the Verification Director from EmpowerLogic, P2R Limited. Thank you.
At Sibanye Gold, we've come to realize that there's nothing small about SMMEs, the small to medium-sized businesses that employ millions of people and pay billions in tax every year. Which is why we pride ourselves in providing support, leadership coaching, assistance and advice to help grow SMMEs.
You could say we're giving them a golden opportunity to grow. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
This is CliffCentral.com.